Kulim Church History. In the beginning, the members of the Sungai Petani Church came to preach in Kulim. With the guidance of the Holy Spirit, a few families came to believe and receive water baptism. They started to have family service. In the year 1953, Brother Ho Kiap Chai and Sister Lee Siu Yen moved to Kulim. Sister Lee Siu Yen was later ordained as a deaconess. Deacon Ho Chong Shen of Sungai Petani then led the believers in Kulim to look for a suitable place to set up a church. Finally, they purchased a wooden house in a coconut grove. Hence, this was the first church in Kulim. The church moved to another location in 1982. It was a bungalow built on a piece of land in a residential area. On 3rd June 1981, Deacon Caleb Kong of Padang Serai led the members to conduct the groundbreaking ceremony. They prayed to the Lord to guide the construction work in order for it to be completed smoothly. The church commenced service in this new building in 1982. Unfortunately, not many people knew of the church even after more than 10 years. The growth of the church was very slow due to the following reasons. Services face a lot of constraint as it is located in a Malay residential area. Number 2, the church was not allowed to put up the signboard. Number 3, not easily accessible without transport as it was far from town. Number 4, the location was at a secluded area. In 1995, some ministers and preachers suggested the church to look for a more suitable location. However, this matter was not seriously discussed. The matter was brought up again in the annual general meeting on 24th of March 1996. In the meeting, it was decided that the matter to be considered at a later stage. In 1997, Preacher Ezra Chong was the resident preacher of the Northern Region Churches. He drafted a 3-year development plan for the Kulim Church. One of the plans was to look for a better location or purchase a shop house near the town. We thank the Lord that this proposal was passed in the annual general meeting in 1997. On 30th July 1997, in the CMC meeting, it decided to set up a church building committee with its members elected by the church members. As such, an extraordinary general meeting was held on 15th August 1997 to elect members of the church building committee. In the extraordinary general meeting held on the 6th September 1998, the members approved the sale of the old building. Priority would be given to church members to purchase the old church building over 10 days, after which the sale would be open to the public. We thank the Lord that under His guidance, the old church building was sold to the public for Ringgit Malaysia 190,000 in October 1998. In November 1998, a 3-story shop house was purchased in Taman Semarak at the price of Ringgit Malaysia 200,000. The renovation work commenced in March 1999, and the church hall was completed in June the same year. On 1st July 1999, church service commenced in this new building. The renovation work for the first and second floor was completed in April 2000. The church was dedicated to the Lord on 28th May 2000. May all glory be given unto the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank the Lord. Hallelujah.